Good morning. It's Thursday, May 28th, 2009. You're listening to the Brain Labor Report.
Listen up. We've got a war zone here today, right in our heartland. And across the USA, these multinational bastards don't use tanks and guns, it's true. But they've declared a war on us. Fight back, it's up to you. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time we started calling the shots. Going to work could be the death of you and me, but we're not unarmed. Our weapon solidarity, Jim Beals and Karen Silkwood, the list goes on and on. With every year that passes, 60,000 more gone. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time we started calling the shots. When they boost your copay,
war on the workers. It's a war on the 8-hour day. It's a war on occupational health and safety. It's a war on Social Security. Now, thanks to WTO, GATT, NAFTA, MAI, the IMF, and the World Bank, it's a worldwide war. Oh, it's a war on the workers. War on the workers.
Yeah.
Okay, about time we call the shots. That was Ann Feeney. That's the War on the Workers. And this is the Brain Labor Report. A couple of working stiffs here bringing it to you. This is Wes Brain. I'm host of the show.
This is Jason Houck. I'm the engineer.
He's stiff number two. A couple of working stiffs. That's what I referred to us as. We are with you this morning, coming to you out of Ashland, Oregon. The Brain Labor Report is a daily show, Monday through Friday. Half-hour show at 7 a.m. Pacific time. It's awful early here. We're drinking coffee, trying to wake up. Some mornings we do with the show. Some mornings we never do. You could be listening to us on the East Coast. You might be doing that via the internet, www.kskq.org. But right here in Ashland, Oregon, you could be listening to us over the airwaves, 94.9 FM. That's right. We're a low-power FM community radio station, non-commercial. You could not pay us enough money to buy us to say anything for you. That's right, we're non-commercial. 94.9 FM. We are a project of the Multicultural Association of Southern Oregon. Brain Labor Report talks about the struggles of the day for ordinary working people. That's right, the working class. we're getting the shaft, folks, and we talk about the issues of, my God, people losing their houses, losing their jobs, losing their health care, sometimes losing their lives. And tough stuff. Half hour is not enough time to cover it all, that's for sure. Always near the top of our half hour show, we bring you the Workers Independent News. 3 minutes of cutting edge news out of Madison, Wisconsin. Folks, this stuff is not heard anywhere else in Southern Oregon other than right here on KSKQ. So for, my gosh, May's almost over with. Can't believe it. For Thursday, May 28th, 2009, here's the Workers Independent News.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. A GM bankruptcy is all but certain now after bond debt holders refused to trade debt for GM stock. UAW workers were voting Wednesday on the tentative agreement on labor concessions it reached with GM. The UAW says it won't comment on a possible GM bankruptcy. But if GM files, the union says it will do all in its power to protect the contractual benefits of its members, both active and retired. The UAW says the labor concessions agreement makes no changes in pension benefits. The Wall Street Journal, citing the UAW as its source, reports that the government is ready to provide massive additional funding to avoid a GM liquidation. As things stand now, the UAW will get 17.5% of GM stock to be held for the union's retiree health care trust fund. The federal government is set to emerge with as much as 70% of GM stock. GM has gotten $19.4 billion in federal money so far. As much as $30 billion more may be provided. David Cole of the Center for Automotive Research says if a GM bankruptcy isn't a smooth, structured one, it has the potential to trigger cascading bankruptcies throughout the auto supply sector. And that could bring down Ford. Cole says it could trigger a depression. GM's board meets this week, and a bankruptcy filing could come as soon as Monday. SEIU's United Healthcare West is suing to stop California budget cuts it says could force people needing home health care services out of their homes and into nursing homes. The lawsuit seeks an injunction stopping the budget cuts scheduled to happen July 1st. Wednesday, hundreds of home health care workers protested the cuts at the governor's Fresno offices. Another state is considering job cuts to fill a budget hole. Jesse Russell reports.
717 workers could lose their jobs in Tennessee as Governor Phil Bredesen seeks ways to plug a $750 million budget gap. In addition to those jobs, the governor would cut 656 vacant positions. The eliminations are projected to save the state $30 million. According to the governor's office, a previous proposal to slash 2,000 state workers was reduced thanks to the state receiving $4.5 billion in federal stimulus dollars. Only 70% of the budget hole will be plugged by the federal funds due to restrictions on the money. State workers facing layoffs will be offered a severance package that includes 2 years of tuition assistance. Here is today's economic report. Falling home prices have bumped up the sales of previously owned homes for the second time in 3 months. Home resales increased by 2.9% in April, while the median price for a home dropped by 15%. Over the entire third quarter, the drop in home prices was 7.1%. That's in comparison to the fourth quarter drop of 8.3%.
You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
And you're listening to the Brain Labor Report. I want to tell you what we got planned this morning. We have a guest lined out. We're hoping to have Ann Feeney as our interview for the Brain Labor Report. I understand Ann is right now in Texas, Kerrville, Texas. I think the Kerrville Folk Festival. Folks, I've never been there. Have you been there? We will be calling her on the phone, and hopefully this successful. She, the last word I heard from her was, you might be waking me up. So if we have a yawning, sleepy Ann Feeney, well, that means we woke her up. Okay, we're going to be calling her. We're going to be talking about Sing Out for Single Payer. This is a tour that Ann Feeney has been been working on very hard putting together for Northern California, the state of Oregon, and the state of Washington. And, well, I'm not going to tell you any more. We'll ask Ann about it when we get her on the horn. So that's the plan. And why not play one of her songs while we do that? I'm looking at a CD called Ann Feeney. She sings it, certainly. If I Can't Dance, that's the name of it. Cut number 3 is called My Feet Are Tired. We're going to play that right now. Here we go.
My feet are tired. My feet are tired. Oh, my feet are tired, but my soul.
My feet are tired. That was Ann Feeney, and I wish we had her to talk with us right now. We were not successful. We did call We did try to call Ann, and I happen to know she's in Kerrville, Texas. I think it's the Kerrville Folk Festival. I think that's on her tour schedule. She does that every year. And, you know, Ann spends a couple hundred days a year on the road, hard working. She sings labor songs. She starts off every edition of the Brain Labor Report with War on the Workers. And she's been a guest multiple times on the Brain Labor Report. We were looking forward to her this morning. We'll play some more of her songs. If I did leave a message, I said, Ann, give us a call. So maybe we'll get to chat with her before today's show is over with. We will play another song. You know what we were going to talk about? Sing Out for Single Payer. Ann Feeney has put an action alert out there. She's talking about a tour that she is putting together. Well, it's called Sing Out for Single Payer. You know what single payer is, folks? H.R. 676, the only plan out there. It's a federal plan for health care reform that gets health insurance companies the hell out of the mix. That's right. Everybody else is working on health insurance requirements. Massachusetts did this. I understand it's kind of been a disaster back there. The idea that getting health care and having health insurance are the same thing, well, that's a big lie. And unfortunately, a lot of people, including President Obama, are pushing for mandatory health insurance. This is like, how could I best say it? This is like delivering people into boxcars. You're sending them to a death camp. It absolutely is. When people have health insurance, that means that when they have a health care issue, well, they are going to be shut out. That's what health insurance companies do. They try to make it hard to pay off the claims. The less they pay out, the more they make. And that's what they're all about. They are greedy corporations. They can give a damn less about people's health care. What they care about is making money. And so, Sing Out for Single Payer. Let's get back to Ann Feeney's tour. She's putting this together, and this is about health care without insurance companies. Absolutely best thing since sliced bread. I think it's better than sliced bread. I hear a phone, and I am going to answer it, and we'll see if we do this right. Ann, we were calling you, and I've continued my monologue. Things are live. Can we hear her now? Ann, please speak up. Let's see if we can hear you one more time.
All right.
Hello.
I'm actually sitting in my Airstream, so I'll move outside to improve the signal some. But
I think we hear you. Ann Feeney, we're live on the phone now from Kerrville, Texas. Is that where you are, Ann?
Yes, the beautiful Texas Hill Country.
Okay, and you're there for the annual Folk Festival. I think you do that every year, don't you, Ann?
I do. It's a tradition that my kids and I started when they were very young. And my daughter is here. My son is in Ecuador now, but this is my 20th year at this festival.
20 years? I've never been there. I want to go there. All I know about Texas is it takes you about 3 weeks to drive across it. It's a big state, Ann.
It sure is.
I started out by didn't know if we'd get you on the horn or not this morning, and doesn't take me too much to get fired up about health care. Ann Feeney, you are working, I saw the action alert, you're working on a tour. It's being called Sing Out for Single Payer. Would you tell us a little bit about the vision, please?
Yes. Well, the Sing Out for Single Payer Roadshow is modeled on my friend Holly Neer's wonderful Sing Out the Vote Ohio tour, which was organized last year to get out the vote. And we're going to follow very much the same format. I've got each night somewhere between 6 and 12 very talented musicians who are very concerned about the state of health care in this country, who want to see a single payer system, who support H.R. 676 and its companion bill in the Senate. And we're going to kind of barnstorm our way at least from Santa Cruz to Bellingham. I just got some calls from people in Southern California. They want to know why I can't start this in Los Angeles. But you know, as I do, that every July I tend to work my way from Bellingham to, from Santa Cruz to Bellingham. So I'm really going along a familiar territory here and know a lot of wonderful community organizers in all of these towns who are doing some great work. So most of the concerts are in Oregon, and we're going to do our best to make sure that every congressional office in Oregon is flooded every day of this tour with letters from constituents demanding a single-payer system. We'll be playing on July 7th right there in Ashland, and on the 8th in Bend, on the 9th in Florence. We'll spend 3 days at the Oregon Country Fair, where I expect we'll be able to carry this message to thousands of people. And then we'll go on to Corvallis, Coos Bay, Yahats, Newport, Eugene, Springfield, Portland, Vancouver, Washington, Astoria, Oregon, and then continue on up through Washington, Olympia, and Tacoma, and Everett, and Seattle, and Bellingham. So it should be a great time. Each night we'll be singing lots of songs, getting the audience singing lots of songs, getting the audience involved in direct ways that can help to make sure that we don't have 50 million uninsured people in this country anymore. And everybody will leave inspired, and your local single-payer activists will have new contacts and hopefully some more money in their pockets, in their budget to work on this issue. There's never been a more important time. I think every minute we can spend on health care between now and August is going to pay off.
Ann Feeney, this is the most exciting thing I said earlier before we got you on the horn, since sliced bread. I think this beats sliced bread. Ann, this is absolutely, if there's anything that the time has come and the time is now, this is it. I heard Tom Leadham, he was our guest. He's Teamster out of Portland. He told me
Tom, he's terrific.
Tom is right there, and he told me, Ann, this is the easiest thing I've ever organized on in my life. Right, once you explain to people, Tom was telling us, what this is all about, bringing back health care to your doctor, not having the insurance companies in between being the gatekeeper. Once you explain this to people, he says a light bulb goes off. You know, like Ford has a better idea. A light bulb goes off, and he says it's the easiest thing I've ever organized on in my life. And so, and this is so important. The biggest secret in America is this bubbling campaign just below the surface, because mainstream media won't let the word out. In fact, it is a growing campaign. Ann Feeney, you've got the foresight to help us with this tour. We're really excited about it. And, I got to tell you this. We have right here in Ashland, Oregon, folks, mark your calendar. You're going to hear a lot about this from us on July 7th. That is when the tour will be coming through here. And Ann, I want to let you know, we were able to book the Unitarian Church here. We got a huge block of time from 5 until 11. The idea is we'll put her together. We got plenty of time for lots of acts, as you're speaking about. So we got that big block of time, and that's what we're going to do here, Ann.
That's fabulous. I know doctors are overworked, and I've been trying for days now to get a conversation with Wendy Ring, the wonderful puppeteer. Physician from Humboldt County who's on the road with the healthcare show. But that sounds like a great block of time to work Wendy into the evening as well. I know I have Citizens Band confirmed for our night in Ashland, and more calling in every day to find out how they can be part of it. And of course, our friend Patrick Dodd is going to be part of the Ashland show.
Okay. And I know this is kind of fun sharing notes here on the air this morning. But Ann, I got to tell you too that I had spoke with Pete Herzog, and Pete's he's a friend of Patrick's, and I think the two of them might even perform together. I want to tell you who Pete is. We recently averted a strike here by the teachers of the Rogue River School District, and it's Pete's wife, Debbie Herzog. I just got to point this out for you right now. What a leader we're talking about. She's a teacher herself, and she rose to the occasion, member leadership like you'd never believe, and those teachers voted that they were going to go on strike, and that very vote is what drove a contract. You know, it'd been over a year they were trying to get it, and drove that contract. Well, they finally got a contract, and it's her husband, a friend of Patrick. I think the two of them want to join us for Sing Out for Single Payer. This is coming together really well, Ann. We're pretty excited about it.
Yes, while I'm at this festival, I'm pulling aside some of the luminaries and asking them what they're doing for single payer. I managed to get Peter Yarrow from Peter, Paul, and Mary to donate, make a substantial donation to the campaign to make sure that we could get on the road. And I'm continuing that while I'm here, as well as getting in touch with a lot of musicians. And they're making fun of me at this festival. This is definitely a camping festival, and here I am on the phone and doing email a lot more than I usually do, but everybody understands how important this campaign is.
It's a lot of work to put it together, and to recap what Ann's talking about, by the way, folks, you're listening to the Brain Labor Report. We're talking live to Ann Feeney. She's in Kerrville, Texas, camping out and doing a little email and talking on the phone at the same time. She's at the Kerrville Folk Festival, and we're talking about Sing Out for Single Payer. You are listening to KSKQ 94.9 FM, and you could be listening to us via the internet at www.kskq.org. We are talking about Sing Out for Single Payer. Very ambitious tour starting in Santa Cruz, California on July 4th, working up through Northern California, all over the place in Oregon, and then on up into Washington. I think the plans are July 27th to end this tour up in Bellingham, Washington. And we've got, let's look at the clock here. We've got 5 minutes left for this interview.
All right, well, I've got at least 5 minutes I want to say. You know, one of the things that's driving me crazy as I'm doing this is realizing how effective the insurance industry campaign of disinformation has been. So I was talking to this friend of mine's father. My friend had just lost his job, and my friend's father says, well, I'm really concerned about this socialized health care plan that people are talking about because I want to keep my own doctor. And I said, well, wait a minute, aren't you on Medicare? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, no, that's a public plan. Did the government tell you which doctor to go to? And he said, oh, no, I have all my own doctors. I have my own cardiologist. I said, that's right, because you're on a public plan. Now, ask your son what happened to his health insurance plan when he lost his job. And, of course, his son can no longer see any of the physicians he had a relationship with because they're out of his network now that he's in some low-budget plan that he can barely, with high deductibles, and that is going to cause him to make dangerous health decisions for himself because of the fee structure of the high deductible plans.
We have such a hodgepodge mixture of health care in this country, and single payer actually makes so much sense. By the way, you point out, oh my God, this is socialism. That's the biggest lie out there, folks. By the way, this happens to be publicly funded. That's what we're talking about here. But we're talking about a delivery system, and wouldn't it be very much the way we have it right now? That's what I hear.
Well, I mean, they've certainly been destroying Medicare in very unscrupulous ways in the last few years, but I think if you wanted to go back to the era when people were very satisfied with Medicare, it was a very efficient and wonderful way of delivering health care to millions of people. And once we, you know, that stupid Medicare Plan B, the Pharmaceutical Industry Relief Act of 2005, whatever, the way the profits skyrocketed, I think if consumers saw the graph of what happened to pharmaceutical profits once that Medicare prescription plan went through, they would be stunned. They would be furious, and they would be demanding a single-payer system. The other thing I hear people say is, well, I'm not sure if I want single-payer. I think universal health care might be better. Friends, they're all the same thing. So anyway, I want to invite anyone who's interested in participating in or catching a performance of this Sing Out for Single Payer Tour to visit my website. That's AnnFeeney.com. If you're driving, don't even try to write down my name. You can just go to Google and type in Union Woman Hellraiser. And maybe, I don't know, Wes, maybe you can get a link on the Brain Labor Report to my website so people who are used to coming to the KSKQ website can find a link to mine.
Jason is nodding his head yes right now, and so he pushes the buttons to make that happen. We will get a link up there, Ann. That sounds real good. Yeah. Folks, we're winding her down. We have 2 minutes left. We're on the phone with Ann Feeney talking to Kerrville, Texas. My gosh. Ann, I wish I was there. By the way, we are taking off on our vacation. We're heading to Yellowstone. We're going to be playing, folks. We need to let our listeners know this right now. For 6 shows in a row, we are going to be doing repeats, and every single show is going to be about health care. We're going to be emphasizing single-payer health care. We got a leader with the California Nurses Association. Association. These are all repeat shows, the next six shows. After tomorrow, by the way, Emma's Revolution is our guest tomorrow. We hope to have both women with us tomorrow morning. And we're so excited, and I'm rambling on. We got to say goodbye, but hats off to you, and what a wonderful effort you are putting together. We're so excited, Ann. Looking forward to seeing you back here in Oregon.
At the Unitarian Church on July 7th.
That's it, folks. Mark your calendar. We'll be promoting that lots. And you're going to learn about single-payer health care. You, too, can become part of the fastest-growing movement that's going to kick health insurance companies the hell out of it. Let them insure cars and houses. We want them away from our bodies. And, Feeney, any last words? Just a few seconds and say goodbye. We got to.
Well, people need health care, not health insurance, and everybody should have a right to quality health care in this country, and I think that this is the time that we can make that happen.
Wow. Well, take those words and listen to, let them ring in your head today, folks. We got to say goodbye now, and Brain Lab Report's checking out here. And Feeney, we'll see you in Oregon, okay?
Okay.
Okay, folks, we're out of here. Have a great time. Back again tomorrow, Emma's Revolution. Okay, we'll talk to you then. Bye-bye, everybody.